USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following protests of Spotify kicked off by Neil Young over his claim of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, the music streaming service says that it will add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus. In a post Sunday, Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek laid out more transparent platform rules. The Joe Rogan Experience, which has been criticized for spreading virus misinformation, claims some of yesterday's misinformation are today's scientific facts.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you'd be removed from social media. Now, that's accepted as fact.
The Cincinnati Bengals will play the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 56 on February 13th. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnyvae has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnyvae. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnyvae neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnyvae neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnyvae.
As the United Nations Security Council meets Monday to discuss unrest around the world, one topic to be discussed is Russia's posturing against their Ukrainian neighbors. Some U.S. lawmakers want to impose sanctions before Russia attacks.
Russia has amassed troops along the Ukraine-Russia border in Belarus and put ships in position in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby telling Fox News Sunday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen at any time.
He continues to add troops to that border with Ukraine.
The American ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, telling ABC's This Week, they're calling for Russia to explain themselves at the UN Security Council.
One more opportunity to find the diplomatic way out for the Russians.
Senators Bob Menendez and James Risch of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee plan to finalize legislation on sanctioning Russia early this week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thank you, Jeremy. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Denver, Colorado elementary school will be holding a Black Lives Matter event for kindergartners and first graders this week. Topics of discussion will include restorative justice, transgender affirming, queer affirming, and black villages. Nicole Neely, president of Parents Defending Education, speaks out on Fox News.
This is Black Lives Week of Action in schools, and so this is one of dozens of schools across the country that will be doing this instead of, as you pointed out, the things that we expect our children to be learning. Centennial Elementary, where this is taking place, only 31% of students score at or above proficiency in math and reading. Our children have a finite number of hours in the day, and so every hour that they spend, you know, working on these principles is one where they're not making up the significant learning loss that has happened over the past 2 years. Our children deserve better. Why would anybody need to really get into issues of race with school? The school actually put out a statement that said there are studies showing that children have internalized bias beginning ages 2 to 4, and so that's why they feel that they need to shove these things down our children's throats. These are issues that, you know, parents should be deciding, families should be deciding, because this is not what we send our children to school to learn. You know, issues of transgenderism, these are very sensitive topics that a lot of people feel very strongly about. And it's not something that we want our children, you know, who are, let's remember, kindergarten, first grade, I mean, these are 5, 6, 7-year-olds who still believe in the tooth fairy. And so this is very objectionable, I think, on a lot of levels.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.